Hey, good morning, everybody. A little late uploading this show because we had some issues last night on the show. Basically, we were doing the show, and about 45 minutes into the show, we had a power outage, which knocked the show short. But, so I'm giving you this little warning ahead of time that it does end abruptly. But the show, we did have a major surprise that was unplanned. Mr. Shut Up Sean happened to pull a stunt and pull in something that was frankly unbelievable. When I saw it, what happened in the studio, I was pretty much amazed, and I know it won't work out so well for audio, but it is interesting either way. Anyways, the show, like I said, is cut short because of a power outage. Next week, we're going to be coming to you live from Las Vegas. We're going to be down there for the National Association of Broadcasters, also known as the NAB show. And other than that, enjoy the show. Just forewarning, it cuts off early. All right, see you guys next week.
Warning, the views expressed on this show are not those of Disneyland or any of its affiliated companies. This is a talk show that does not represent any single other organization or club. These are idiots talking about stupid shit. If you're under the age of 18, tune the hell out.
Really, I didn't think so.
But that's the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
Hey, Tommy, you're barely making it back to the show, man.
Thanks, Tom.
And your mic's muted.
For almost murdering yourself for these headphones.
What was he running for?
I appreciate to bring me my new headphones that he bought for me.
Oh, you ordered some of those too?
Yeah, he ordered them for me last week.
Oh, nice.
I didn't want him to feel like the redheaded stepchild anymore.
Yeah, or the black person in the crowd.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You don't even know how to put them on. You're putting them on around the front side of your ear. You got all kinds of stuff going on.
I'm all discombobulated. I had them all in. I was all good to go. And then I saw him with his Beats on. I was like, oh, shit. I forgot to give him his headphones.
By the way, those are my Beats.
Yeah.
I'm doing an unofficial unboxing right now.
Steph's doing an unboxing project for these.
Dude, I'll tell you, for $19, great headphones. For $19?
Well, that's true. I don't know the name of them. Otherwise, I would plug them.
Here.
I
mean,
they're cool. They're green and they're see-through. KZ earphones.
Z?
No, I think just one Z.
I don't know. Nobody cares about this, but the KZ ES4. Yeah, and I'll tell you, man, these are the KZ ES4. And for, I don't know why I'm giving them a commercial, but for $19 headphones, these things are ridiculously, they punch way above their price point. So
I
can tell you that.
Everybody's ears.
And I'm the guy, how many pairs of headphones do I have hanging around the house?
I'm actually going to talk about this because.
Really?
Yes, because.
Is this where you get into your husband shaming?
No. So JoJo came over this weekend.
Yes.
And she spent the night and slept in our bed with me.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, you know, Nina, you know, has a lot of headphones laying around. Do you want to count them? And they're hanging everywhere in the house, literally.
Well, I like to have easy access when I want some headphones.
Literally, they're hanging everywhere throughout the house. And JoJo goes, I think Nina has a problem.
I think she needs to mind her fucking business. That's what I think.
Wow.
Hey, I don't go around talking about how many little My Little Pony toys she has laying around.
She doesn't have very many My Little Pony toys.
Probably not as many as you have headphones.
Right?
I don't know.
But whatever. Yeah, it was funny because she legit just started noticing that they're
Well, she's getting
everywhere.
Nosy. She's getting nosy. That's what's going on.
That's funny, though.
They're so obvious.
Do you really have them like hanging all over your house?
Literally, there's two on the headstand on our
headboard.
Yep.
There is one
by the couch,
by the TV.
Like three.
There's one by the TV and like two by the couch.
That's funny.
Just literally hanging from the ceiling. Like, I think I'm going to grab these ones.
Hey, never know when you're going to need headphones.
I could be into something worse.
The only
like
one,
meth?
Like the only place.
Would you rather me do meth?
No.
Okay, then.
If you did if you did meth, you wouldn't have to do keto.
It's a little more expensive.
I'll tell you what, Aaron's not here tonight, so I don't know who's going to refill my glass, but there's some Maker's Mark 43 in the second floor of that freezer and just filled up past the ice cubes. If you got it. Thank you, Raymundo. Please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm glad we have Raymundo doing it. He's the smallest person here, so he doesn't block the camera shot. Anyways, who all's here tonight? Or today, if you're listening in your car tomorrow. But Tom's who's all here? Tom's here.
Missy's here. He's over there trying to fix his headphones. He can't even hear what's going on.
I'm usually the last guy because Jake.
You are the last one.
Yeah. It's your turn.
I didn't hear you say Jake, so I just was.
Yeah, I was waiting for that too.
Oh, Jake's here.
See?
So okay,
I'm not
my bad.
Tripping then.
My bad.
And Stefan.
There it is.
Now you try to fucking kick me out of it, too?
And Stefan. And shut up, Sean. You already failed because I had to send somebody else to refill my whiskey glass because, you know what? Sean, can you get in front of one of these cameras? I just want everybody to see your luxurious outfit that you're wearing tonight.
Dude, do you got a date with Jake Gyllenhaal tonight or something?
Yeah. What's your favorite movie? No, go over there. Go over there next to Brandon on the couch.
Dude, come
Brandon,
on
make sure he's on the what are you? Hold on,
dude,
Brandon,
I'm not
it's on.
How the hell do these things even?
Yeah,
work?
Wow, he can't even bend his legs all the way to sit down. That's how tight his pants are. Hey, Sean, you know that those tight pants, those tight cowboy butts drive the chicks nuts. Is that what
That's it. Okay,
did you just get back from the branding iron? What's going on?
The saddle sore, Norco.
The saddle sore. Well, that sounds
gay. I like that place.
I'm not opposed to, gay stuff, but I'm just saying, if you're at the Saddle Sore, doesn't that sound like it's a gay bar? The Saddle Sore?
Like Brokeback Mountain?
What were you doing over at the Saddle Sore there, Sean?
Oh, they have good food, and okay. You actually ride your horse to the bar. It's a pretty historic spot in Norco.
Yeah, but you didn't ride a horse to the bar, did you?
No, I have there many times, though. Many times.
You have. You have. Really? And how's
I had horses in my backyard for 35 years.
Oh, you have. Now, how's the gay sex at the Saddle Sore?
Well... So there's not really much gay sex here. It's a pretty straight bar.
Is it?
But I tell you, I'm going to the bar with Steve Stallion. He's coming here pretty soon. I'm going to introduce you to Steve Stallion. He's such a stud at the bar. He picks up all kinds of girls, man.
Tom, are you excited to meet one of Sean's friends,
so
Mr. Stallion?
Named Steve Stallion is coming here?
He's a stud horse.
His real name or his porn name?
Is he coming on his horse?
That's a good question. Is he coming on his horse?
Why are you looking at me for? I don't know.
That name sounds very broke.
I need his shirt.
I'm sure coming on the horse is pretty gay in a whole different bestiality kind of way, but whatever.
Shut up, Sean's shirt.
Was that literal?
Yeah. Well, literal. Yeah. When you say coming on the horse. All right, Sean. So what's new in Sean's life? Anything, No?
He had his birthday yesterday.
Oh,
know what?
We brought you a gift. No, we did.
I did.
Yeah, we did.
So these right here. Do you know what Fruit Loops are? It's a cereal.
Well, look how the way he's dressed. Of course he knows what a Fruit Loop is.
Fruit Loop is literally my favorite cereal of all time. And Carl's Jr. came out with a Fruit Loop mini donut. And every time I try to go get one, they're always sold out.
Why are you trying to get one when you're on a keto diet? You're collecting a donut to put in your keepsake safe?
I'm not even done yet.
All right.
But... they released them, and I'm on keto now, so I haven't been able to try them. And so I got them for you, but really, I just want to eat them. But they're for you. And they smell amazing, because I haven't tried them, but they smell amazing.
Yeah, just so you know, we're a cheap-ass show, and that's all of our budget allowed for was a 99-cent little donut pack from Carl's Jr.
They're $1.99.
Hey, aren't we giving away some stuff tonight, Brandon?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I hope you enjoy them, and I hope they're tasty.
Yeah, Brandon, what are we giving away tonight?
We got two free tickets to a kick and rave on Friday. Uh-huh. It's we got Active Rage, Gecko, and KG. They're going to be performing down in L.A.
Yeah, well, we're
going to give away two free tickets.
Look at Sean just sitting there devouring.
Are they good?
Are they good?
They're good.
Do they taste
like Fruit Loops?
Mm-hmm. You know, Sean sounds exactly the same when he's talking normal and when he's talking with four donuts shoved in his mouth. There's no difference whatsoever.
Kind of like Boomhauer from King of the Hill,
You know, we got to be careful, but Sean's a sensitive guy. I know that he's been here before, and I've said a couple things, and he's been really pissed off. Like you were here last week, Sean, with that wheelbarrow, and then you bounced out all of a sudden. Did you get offended? What was going on?
No.
You know it's all comedy. It's all just for fun. You can't be offended and go running out, Boomhauer.
You got thick skin if you're going to be around here.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Any guy who rolls into the spot with a wheelbarrow that has mannequin legs attached to the handles,
they should be able to handle this.
It could be like a little negative to the girls. So it doesn't mean like anything derogatory to the girls. It's just
hey, hold on, stop. Did anybody understand anything
something
of that last sentence?
Something about derogatory
derogatory towards the girls.
See, Sean, I think maybe we have an understanding here. So from now on, I'm going to be the Sean whisperer, okay? Because I understand everything that you say. And I can clearly
No, you know what it is? I think I know what it is. I think it's because we're high. That might it slows everything down, so we can understand exactly what he's saying. They're also they're getting drunk.
That makes,
being
that
sober.
Makes perfect sense. It does. It makes complete sense. Hey, I heard all I got Goodfellas, out of that was derogatory towards women.
That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's basically what I said. It's just some people look at it as kind of like a negative thing. It could be like derogatory towards the females, you know. But it's not like that. It's just a. Just I'm a little perverted, that's all.
If I lock into him when he's talking and I'm really focused.
Yeah, I understand.
I understand him, but I got to be like.
Focused.
Nobody else talking.
No outside interference?
No.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, just, you know, it's Goodfellas, Red Rum. Just okay, give him, you know, 5 stars on Weed Maps. Like, everything, I can understand him perfectly. It's got to be the weed.
All right, okay. So anyways, tonight we're doing a show about, what is it, Tom? It's an artificial intelligence. We've got a guest coming from coming on the phone from the UK, Jamie Shelley. And Brandon, who is Jamie Shelley?
He's a good friend of mine. He is a program developer in artificial intelligence, and I believe he went to Cambridge. Very, very smart guy. Seen some debates on, you know, sex bots and the future of computers taking over the world and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll be able to dispel some myths.
Does he know that you're trans black?
Every one of my friends know, just not all of them will admit it.
Okay. Or acknowledge it because it's stupid.
We'll have to make sure we ask that question tonight.
Yeah, shouldn't you be down at the Nipsey Hussle candlelight vigil right now? What are you doing?
I know, you weren't there yesterday. Slacking.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Slacking on his blackness?
Yeah, yeah. What kind of black man are you?
So am I, because I didn't go either.
Yeah, but Brandon's all supposed to be an activist, and he's on the cutting edge of, you know, black policy and everything. He should be down at that Nipsey Hussle, you know, candle vigil.
Are
they doing it again tonight?
I think you should go down to that candle vigil and tell everybody there that you're black and you, you know, stand arm in arm with them and see how they treat you down there. And what was that? It wasn't Compton,
I've never had a problem in the past.
Yeah, Crenshaw.
Yeah, Crenshaw. Yeah, well, so we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence tonight. And, Steph, Tom, I mean, were you guys watching that vigil going on down there? And
it popped off pretty bad last night. It got pretty wild there for a while.
But it makes me sad.
Why is that?
That just that whole thing.
Death.
I understand. Okay. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was, you know, there were gangs around, of course. And although I was not affiliated, you're associated. You know, you grow up with these kids on the block, and, you know, they become men on the block who... basically, what I'm trying to say is when you gangbang, you expect horrible shit like this to happen because, you know, it's a fucking violent world. You know, it's not something that everybody can become accustomed to. So you basically live every day not knowing whether you're going to go to sleep that night or wake up the next morning because, you know, you're in the hood, man, and this is the shit that goes down. I just feel like for a guy like this and who basically came out of nothing and, you know, made a little something of himself, you know, he put a lot of money back into his neighborhood, you know, he bought fucking real estate and he gave people jobs and he created after school programs and stuff like that for people who are, you know, who don't have a lot going on.
Yeah, he was really trying to make an impact.
He tried to step out of it, you know, try to step out of it. The problem is when step you live it. In an area like that, there's no getting away
out.
From it. No,
there's not. No stepping out.
There's no getting away from it.
No, but that, I mean...
That's what I kept saying is there's no stepping out. Once you're in, you're in.
Well, the thing is, the thing that's different with guys like Nipsey Hussle, and Kendrick Lamar does a lot of stuff around his community, I believe. He hasn't really left the hood. But guys like that, I mean, they have the opportunity to leave.
They do.
And they choose to stay.
They do.
And the problem is...
It's more than just sending their money back home to build a store or you know, because they could move out. Nipsey Hussle, he could move to Bel Air.
They can.
And he can still send money back to the neighborhood, but he chooses to stay.
Beyond that, we just, I think, as a people, and I don't mean as blacks or whites, I mean as a history of people.
Society.
We're all fucking, you know, pink on the inside. We have to do better. We have to do better, you know, because here's he's got this young kid who's really coming up and he's trying to change the program in the neighborhood that he lives in, really trying to do some good shit. Like, I don't know what his personal story is specifically. Like, I don't know what he does outside of the music and outside of the you know, philanthropic type shit that he's been having going on as a recent. But just the fact that, I mean, the way the whole thing happened, you know, it's just a shitty situation. And then you come there, and last night, you know, and they try to have the vigil, and then something happens there, you know, where people, you can't even respect the guy who just got shot in the community that helped your shit together. Like, it's...
But he explicitly said that he wanted people to fucking ride for him whenever he got killed. I mean, like, that was something, it was like in his last will and testament, if they kill me, ride.
Yeah,
like,
but
fucking tear that shit up.
But he was talking about something completely different. The guy that killed him had nothing to do with...
Man, but, I mean, like, are we going to talk about this more later? Because, like, I honestly, like I say, if you're trying to...
Hold on. What? You fucking jack. Wait. That's Nipsey Russell, not Nipsey Hussle, you dumb fuck.
Why do we have Nipsey? Why do we have Nipsey Russell on the screen?
I don't
right
mean
now?
To laugh. Come on, put up Nipsey Hussle, you dipshit. There you go.
There he is. No, I'm just saying,
so
like
fucking low.
Like is that a van? If you're trying to silence his voice. Up.
Dude, should we be nervous? There's like a white fucking...
I'm pretty sure that's Steve Stallion.
I'm pretty sure that's Steve Stallion.
Are we gonna get abducted?
I mean, all I'm saying is that if you're gonna try to silence, you know, what he was doing, like he was trying to bring the Bloods and the Crips together, and he had a summit apparently already set up, and it's no coincidence that right before that shit he got murked. And the
coincidence was it was just stupid street shit that happened.
No, I mean, look, if you're trying to stop that shit, what you're gonna do is you're gonna not do it yourself, you know, like Eminem said, you know, it's like you're gonna pay someone that already has a beef with them to go handle fucking business, and then it looks just like any other day in the hood.
This is the thing, though. We can turn it into some big conspiracy thing, or it could just be something in the hood where he really just got into it with some dude who fucking took him out. You know, we really don't know. Me specifically, of course, because my stance always was I wasn't there.
Well, no,
I wasn't there. But I feel like if you grew up in that shit and you represent that shit, no matter how many times you stay. It's like it's always that risk that you're.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna hate you for what you do. Somebody's gonna hate you for the
money
that you're making.
And it's more likely to happen if you stay in the hood where you grew up, man.
If you live in a hood like that, if you live in a place where people don't have any money and you walk around, even if you're helping, the fact that you have money is in the hood, dude. It's like crabs in the bucket. Everybody's just trying to get to the top, and they're willing to fucking pull anybody down to fucking get there. There's no question about it. That's neighborhood life. You know what I mean? You come up on the people who have more than you, whether they're doing good or they're not doing good. I'm just saying, when you give back, I wouldn't live in the same neighborhood that I grew up in. I could give back. I could still do things. I could still donate money, and I could still go down there and, you know what I mean, and do a few things. But as far as living in that neighborhood, and just nah, man. There's certain things you have
and
to do.
And that's what I was saying.
Especially if you have a family, if you have children. You know, you don't want your kids to grow up in the same shit that you grew up in. You know, that's not privilege. Like, it makes sense to move away from the same analogy
when you're the biggest guy in the bar and there's assholes in here that randomly want to take you out just because you're the biggest asshole in the bar. It's the same thing. Staying in the hood when he didn't have to stay in the hood, he could have supported the hood. He could have spent money back, but you got to get the fuck out. You're walking around with a target on your back.
You lead by example. And
I am, right? Multi-gazillion bazillionaire, right? He's good friends with Missy's whole family. Used to live in East LA, used to live in Missy's grandmother's back house. He puts money back into that community of Boyle Heights in East LA. He's built all kinds of shit, after school programs. But guess what? Will don't live in Boyle Heights no more. Boyle Heights, right?
Yeah, he's not there no more.
Not if you want to keep your family safe.
See, that's the thing. It's a safety thing. Like, this guy came back to the... From what I'm hearing, this guy came back into Nipsey's store three times that day. They kicked him out the first time. They kicked him out twice, and there was these verbal altercations three times.
And then the third time he came back with a gun.
And the third time he came back with a gun.
Yeah, the only thing that throws me about this whole story about that, you know, the guy coming back and doing all that shit, I feel like... In your own neighborhood, where you like, why did nobody popped off? Nobody else shot? Nobody fucked? There was no return fire or anything
that's
like
what I'm
that.
Saying. It was
I'm
a
actually
hit.
Surprised he got.
That's
out of
because
there.
Gun control is working.
Dude,
in the hood.
No, like got, nobody in the whole spot. Guarantee there was guns everywhere.
I mean,
in this
not
neighborhood.
Talk about
and,
the fact
and
that
nobody
he was exposing the cover up for the cure for AIDS and shit like that.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Okay, even then, even more so, get the fuck out. Just in general, just. You could still help your community where you come from, but if you have the opportunity to move along and do better for yourself,
I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just saying that there's a whole nother level of danger if you're making yourself publicly known as a figure that is successful, has money, hanging out in the hood. Magic Johnson, he's built movie theaters, built all kinds of stuff in the hood. You see him hanging out near the Forum?
No, look. I mean, like, it goes back even before, like, Al Capone and stuff like that. I mean, like, there are a lot of people that were infamous that gave back to the community. They lived in their communities, you know. They actually physically handed out the milk, the food, and stuff like that to the families.
But you're talking about Al Capone, who ruled by fear. There's a big difference between somebody who rules by fear.
Dude was in a gang, you know.
Yeah, but Al Capone was not a famous musician that had money for being a musician, even though he did have a background with the Crip 60, whatever the fuck it was. Al Capone was a cold-blooded killer, and if you fucking crossed him, and he had armed guys around him all the time, it was just that was just a no-go zone with Al Capone. And it was a different society back then too. Completely different society. You know what I mean?
Wait, what? What's
no, going but, on? But I do agree with that.
What, Raimundo? You agree with what?
What?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Mini pony.
Holy crap!
Oh my god! That's so exciting! Mini pony! I need to go.
Hold on.
I need to go love on a mini pony right now. My god! I'm so excited. Oh my god!
Hey, somebody get on that camera and get this horse on the camera. A horse just walked in the freaking studio.
A mini pony.
I'm not cleaning up the shit.
Sean, I just want to say that you are on shit duty.
That's the stallion. We thought it was a person.
Oh, Steve's a little cold.
So cute.
Oh, can I take him to Disneyland and make him my stability pony?
Wait a minute. Hey, you guys should take him to PetSmart on the leash and see if you can bring him in. Well, like the guy. You
oh,
can?
Yeah, they say no. Any
can
animal,
you really?
We need to do Seriously? The Disney theory.
Oh, shit.
We need to do the Disney theory, not the PetSmart.
The motherfucker's going to kick it here and ruin like
bring him because he's on a leash.
No, he's a nice guy.
Oh, look at this guy.
Oh, he's so cute.
This motherfucker's going to kick something. He's going to knock over $30,000 in gear. Oh, my God. Holy crap.
He's got a cool 80s hairdo.
Miss, get out of the way of the pony and the camera.
I'm sorry, but I need one in my life. I have 5 acres. I have 5 acres. I need one.
You could adopt one for
$1,000. I live on 5 acres and literally there's... horse stables all around my house. I even have horse stables. Babe, you need to buy me one.
A mini now. Horse? No, yes. Because you're going to try and make that thing sleep inside
it
the bedroom
will.
And stuff.
Oh, my God, it will.
Hey, Raimundo, watch that camera. I mean, just to keep
an eye on it. Oh, my God, he is literally the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't think I've ever been sidetracked as much as I am when a little horse walked into the studio.
That's pretty amazing.
It is the coolest thing ever, actually.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? His name is Steve?
Steve the Stallion.
Steve Stallion.
Oh the mini God. Stallion.
Legit, babe. Yep, you need to buy me one.
Yeah, there's a mini horse. Everybody's
walking by like, there's a mini horse.
Dude,
in
it's
the
like
studio.
A fucking circus sideshow in here right now.
Yeah, everybody loves a mini horse.
Oh, man, that is so rad.
He's like so well mannered, too. You know what I mean? Like super chill.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's not even hype or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just chilling.
Brandon, Babe. Did you know that was showing up?
I had no idea.
You had no idea that Steve Stallion was a mini horse?
That's pretty
you
cool.
You have literally made my day.
Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Sean, you literally made our day.
Jack, you're blocking out part of the screen here with something.
I don't know if everybody sees that or just
Well,
us.
For those that are listening on the audio show that will get played back tomorrow, we were just doing the show talking about Nipsey Hussle, and all of a sudden, Shut Up Sean came walking in with his buddy Steve Stallion, and Steve Stallion happened to be a mini horse that was about what? About 3 feet tall?
Yeah.
2.5, 3 feet tall?
Yeah.
And so
they
that was
stay
a,
like that.
That was a shocker.
Right?
Yeah, that's a full-grown horse. Full-grown mini horse.
They stay like that, right?
Seriously? Yeah,
they stay that
Can
size.
Can we end the show already? Like, I want to go play with the horse.
Mini horse?
I feel like that's all.
Raymundo just took off to go
like
pet the mini
Missy,
horse.
I feel like for Missy, like, that's like a... Like, they're I built for one. They're built for people like Missy.
Hey, can we talk to the owners of the mini horse and just ask them a couple questions?
I don't have a problem with it. I'll get them in my
Yeah, can you get them in here? Because I want to know like their lifespan. I want to know of...
I need to know all the information about horse care.
Bring them in
care.
Here, Brandon.
Yeah, if we can get them on
hey,
camera, it'd be nice.
Jake, yeah. I hope you know by probably month end, you're probably buying a mini horse.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Go ahead and have a seat on our couch if you can, because I have a couple questions about the mini horse.
Oh, you are just the cutest little thing I ever did see.
Steve Stallion.
So, oh, look at that little butt. He's
So mini horse. First of all, my name's Jake. What is your name?
My name's Joyce.
Joyce. And do you raise mini horses, or do you just have this one, or what's the story?
I have six. We have a nonprofit that does therapy with miniature horses.
Oh, wow.
Really?
So it's called Happiness on Four Hooves. And we go out to nursing homes, hospitals, Special Olympics, and we just create smiles.
I'm pretty
that
special.
That is so
I'm pretty
cool.
sure Steve does amazing. A great job at keeping smiles.
I just said,
smiles.
I'm pretty special.
Wow.
So tell
oh
me,
my goodness.
Because I know that mini horses, I grew up in Nuevo, California, and there were some people that had some mini horses out there. And as far as, I mean, do people keep these as pets?
Yes.
Oh, he has a heart booty. I just can't help it. He's so cute.
And are they a good pet? I mean, you can't ride it, obviously. They might be able to pull a little tiny cart or something like that.
Yeah, he's a little bit small for pulling a cart. We do have two that pull carts.
Uh-huh.
But again, he's perfect for getting into a nursing home, hospital room, or anything like that. He travels by van.
By van, yeah.
By van.
Now, I had a pony when I was growing up. And so what
you were a lucky kid.
Yeah. He was even a little bigger than that. Kind of a big paint pony. But as a pet, I mean, what do you do with a mini horse?
You just love on them like
you
that.
You love on them. You walk them.
Oh my goodness.
You bring them in the house.
You put bows in their hair. You braid their tails.
And how is he inside the house? I mean, he's still, even though he's a little tiny horse, he's a big animal for inside the house.
No, he's not. He's the size of a Great Dane.
Actually, he's smaller than a Great Dane.
Ah, I need one. I need one so badly.
They're potty trained.
We take them into the house to potty train.
Can we get another mic over there? Okay. So
no, we use the house as a training facility so that when we go into the hospitals or the nursing facilities or Special Olympics or all these other places, they know they're not supposed to do it inside the building.
Right. And are they?
Now, we're not inside a building. We're inside a studio. So we're going to.
So he's a little iffy.
There may be
an issue. That's okay. Sean,
you
can clean it up.
Shit duty.
So.
Is he one of your smallest?
Yes.
Oh, he's just so cute.
Now, can at that size, can you ride could a child ride it?
Yes.
A toddler.
20, 25 pounds.
Very small.
And we do have a saddle, but we are not in the riding business. That's
right.
More for the ponies. Ponies are a little bit taller.
Right. And what is the life expectancy on average for a mini horse?
40 years.
40 years.
Wow.
Babe, you need to get
actually,
me one.
We had one of those. I wouldn't have to go through another dog dying because I'm not going to last another 40 years.
Here's an interesting. I don't think this is on. Is this?
Yeah, it's on.
One of the things is that the Department of Justice says that miniature horses are the only other animal besides dogs that can be service animals.
Yes, I have looked into that extensively.
He actually has.
Good.
No, because the reason why I was bringing that up because I've heard rumors of people bringing mini horses into Disneyland as a service animal.
Yes,
and I've heard that people there's a lot of people that use them as service animals because the life expectancy is so much longer than a dog, etc. Mini horses like this, as far as a service animal, what do they generally get used for? Like stability?
Yes.
Stability or guide horse for the blind.
Guide horse for the blind.
It takes a little longer to train a horse versus a dog.
Yeah.
But the life partnership between the animal and the recipient is a lot longer if the horse is going to live to be 40 years old.
Yeah, no kidding.
A dog's, what, 12, 15 years maybe?
Now, is he an actual stud or is he fixed? Or I don't know what they call it.
Gelding. Yeah,
he's a gelding. He's fixed.
He's missing a couple parts.
Okay. two critical parts to the vision.
Oh, and he is just
and
so
as far
cute.
As like temperament and everything like that, like how is he around kids?
He loves kids.
He loves kids.
Loves kids.
What about around dogs?
Fine.
Depends on the dogs.
What's more so on the dogs? He's fine with it. It depends on the dogs.
He's fine with the dogs. The dogs generally have one of two reactions. They're either indifferent or they're aggressive.
Yeah, because they don't know what's going on.
It doesn't take long to determine if the dog is not liking what it's smelling.
Now, if they start if they start barking, does he start freaking out?
No.
Or does he just stay?
He's pretty mellow.
He's pretty mellow.
No, he's bomb-proof.
How old is he?
He's seven.
He's just seven.
A baby. I actually cannot believe how calm he is. Oh, like that, he's just I'm not super hanging out.
And as far as like a mini horse like that, well, I mean, of course we all know horses eat hay, but what does his diet consist of? Pretty much just hay. Just hay.
Purina mini horse food does exist.
Okay,
and he gets a lot of it. They alfalfa is a treat, but it is a little rich and high in protein. So we try to keep their temperament down. They get an orchard mix. But it is just like a regular horse,
And he loves everything grass is the same. Out front.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Now, would awesome. You? Would you? Now, because obviously you have the mini horses for different reasons. You guys have a nonprofit, and you guys are doing the whole comfort
the
thing,
the ministry thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But would you recommend a mini horse as a pet if the property allowed for it? Of course, not in a house like this. But
if someone had 5 acres.
No, stop. Stop.
I have 5 acres and we have stables.
You've already ruined it because you said this is the cutest thing you've ever seen and he's sitting right there.
Yeah.
I would also as far as having him as a pet, as long as you know horses, they do have certain things. He gets pedicure every 2 months.
Yeah, which the runs, farrier. Yeah.
Yep, the farrier comes out. It's $35 a horse, no matter the size of the horse. He gets trained. He gets worked with probably 3 or 4 times a week just to make sure that he stays this calm.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, is his temperament typical for mini horses, or no. is this training to get him to be
this
not
is training?
We've bucking had, and jumping around.
Training. How long have you had and him? When we bought him, he was 4 months old.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you've
and
had
at
him
that
since
point,
a baby.
You can tell just like with a dog.
Their
who's
going to
be the spastic one running around the backyard? Mm-hmm. Who's going to sit in your lap and not move?
Mm.
And horses are the same way. But it is a horse. So as far as your question goes, is it a great pet? Yes, if you want a horse.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
If you just want a cute thing that you're going to feed every now and then and once a week go out and touch him,
no.
Not so much. Not so much.
Yeah.
And what would be like the average monthly cost to feed like a horse that size?
I don't know, $15-$20
a month.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Babe.
No.
But I work from home. I could spend my time with.
Now,
him.
What percentage of the time do you think that this little guy here is inside as opposed to outside?
Our horses are horses first, and then they are gifts to others second. So they're outside living alongside our other horses, the full-size things that we ride. When inside a building, 4 or 5 hours a week.
Okay, not that much.
Well, it depends. A busy week, because we have more than one, you know, we rotate through them.
But, let me put it this way, because you have 6, so that's a big number, and you're kind of spreading it around.
Yeah.
How much of a one day do you have a horse inside, whether it be any of the 6?
2 hours max.
2 hours max.
Yeah.
So they're mainly outside.
In the building, 2 hours. We live in Southern California.
Okay.
It takes 4 hours to get half a mile.
Right.
If you're on the freeway.
Right.
So a visit for her might be 2 hours with the beneficiaries, but then there's probably an hour on each side of that.
Travel time.
For travel and everything. Mm-hmm.
And then how do the full size horses interact with the mini ones? Normal?
They're indifferent.
They're actually, it's kind of funny. I had 5 women going across 2 days ago. The minis came running up to the fence, and the big horses ran away.
Aww.
They were backing away, like, I don't know what that is.
Our horses are indifferent.
Yeah.
When other people ride by, because we're out 5 acres, dirt roads, all that good stuff. When they go riding by, some of the bigger horses don't understand the compact size of this.
Right.
And well, it just doesn't register.
He is adorable. That's for sure. I mean, I remember when my pony bit me on the arm. Oh, man, that hurt. He just grabbed me like that. I had like a baseball size black and blue on my arm.
Oh, I'm
my
sure
pony
it's gotta hurt.
I don't even know why he bit me. My pony's name was Kicker.
And, I don't know why you
maybe
bit
should
me.
Have named it something else.
Yeah. Well, I got it from an old guy that worked with my dad, and he was done with the pony, and so they gave it to the kid that lived out in Nuevo, and he was interesting. He was not too he didn't care what I was trying to tell him to do when I was riding on his back either. He just kind of did his own thing.
There you go.
Yeah, but that is so interesting. And what's the name of your guys' nonprofit?
Happiness on Four Hooves.
Happiness on Four Hooves. And are you guys on Facebook or anything? Yeah, all the?
It's a .org, and we are on Facebook.
And do you guys ever need volunteers to go with you, help handle the horses or anything like that?
Well, you have to be trained to handle the horses, okay. But we're always looking for volunteers at the ranch to come out, clean up, groom the horses, braid the hair.
There you go.
Play with them.
And you guys are located in Norco?
No.
We're out in Lake Matthews.
Paris.
Oh, okay.
Lake Matthews, Paris.
We know Wooden Nuevo very well.
Okay.
Gavilan Hills.
And on your Facebook, is it set up, like if somebody wanted to make donations or anything like that, do you have that on your Facebook?
Yes, we do.
Oh, perfect.
Wow, that was a pleasant surprise. Well, thank you so much for bringing around Mr. Steve the Stallion, right?
Yeah, this was not what we were expecting.
Not at all.
Well, I have to actually tell you his name is JJ, but...
JJ?
Oh, well, who named him Steve the Stallion over there, Sean?
That would be Sean.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard any of Sean's stand-up comedy? Or
we watched some on YouTube.
Well, you know, because I heard them say that it's a ministry for them, so they might be offended by some of your comedy, Sean.
I doubt it. We're in the business of smiles. Comedy makes you laugh. So if it's good comedy, that is.
All right. Well, JJ the Stallion.
Oh,
man,
JJ
that was
has the cutest little booty.
This was definitely a cool surprise.
It was
a cool surprise.
Literally made my week.
It brought everybody out the house.
Maybe my month.
I literally saw a small horse walking in here. I'm like, wait a minute, is this real life? Is this happening?
I saw it outside the garage.
I'll tell you what. If you guys ever have a horse that is certified as a service animal or whatever you have to do that, and you guys want to go to Disneyland, you bring that horse. I'll pay for the ticket just so I can walk around that damn Disneyland with a service pony.
We've been trying to get a mini pony into Disneyland for 5 years now.
Well, you know, actually, if you go on to...
He wants to go to Disney.
Honey, the miniature service horse on Facebook, she actually... does go to Disney World regularly.
No kidding.
Well, she must be on the East Coast. Yes. I don't know if I want to pay for flying a horse out here.
But if they can do it, why can't you?
Well, because I know it's a recognized service animal. I know it's a recognized...
But it is a service animal, what you're talking about.
Yes.
This is a therapy horse. He's just there to make you smile.
Right, right.
He performs service for us, now, but... he's not trained.
If you don't mind me asking, just in general, mini horses like that, are there different breeds or is it just one solid breed of mini horse? Is there different, like you have quarter horse and, you know.
They do have one called a Falabella, which is out of Argentina, but the rest of them are pretty much, they're mutts. They've been bred down. They were used in the coal mines to pull carts because they can pull three times their own weight.
So them being bred down so much, do they have any health issues?
Yeah, you can get dwarf miniature horses. Very small. Their jaws are kind of messed up. Their legs can have arthritis and stuff like that.
And that's because they've been bred down too far, right?
Yeah, and they've figured out, they've got tests for it. So now they can test and hopefully you don't breed ones that have that gene.
And what is the sticker price on one of these little horses? Are we talking this is a $2,000 horse or a $10,000 horse? What are we talking about for a mini horse?
$2,000 to $4,000 when they're about 4 or 5 months old.
Because
they're so cute at that point in time, the breeders can raise it up. Now, if it is a breed-worthy animal, the confirmation of this guy's fat tummy, he looks like he's had too much beer already.
Uh-huh. He's cute.
If the confirmation is better, the price goes up. They can get to be $10,000.
For a breeding horse.
For one that looks really nice, you know, male or female. Absolutely.
Almost like a show pony.
Right, correct. And there is a show circuit. There's two or three show circuits.
For mini horses.
Now, do a lot of people get into this thinking, oh, it's a mini horse, I want a mini horse, and realize, oh, that was a bad idea, and they... Yeah. Because it is a horse. I mean, I've had a horse or a pony. I understand that it's not a dog. It's a big animal. It's a horse. It's that, you know, it's not the same work as like a puppy, you know.
And that is the biggest thing, and that's why there's rescues for minis and everything else, because... It is a horse. Your words were absolutely correct.
Yeah.
It is a horse. First and foremost, they're cute as can be, but it is a horse. You got to feed them twice a day. You got to clean up. You get the vet out. Everything's the same.
Yeah.
But it is a horse.
Well,
of course.
Oh, he is just too cute.
Oh, I can imagine walking that thing down the street. You'd probably get stopped all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that is adorably cute. And the name of the your name of your nonprofit once again was what was it?
Happiness on Four Hooves.
Happiness on Four Hooves, and you guys are on Facebook and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So everybody, give them a follow. Happiness on Four Hooves.
Is
and
they, that the right. number four or
yes.
four?
The
okay,
the number four.
Okay.
Happiness on Four Hooves. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Are you sure you don't want to give him a hug before we go?
I literally
Missy,
do.
Go, come give on him, over. Go give him a hug. I want to get up and pet him, but I'm kind of in the middle of something.
You can?
No.
When are you ever going to see a mini horse unless you get me one?
That's a good point.
Wow. I'm glad V's not here.
Oh, man. Does she like the mini horses?
Oh, dude. She likes animals, period. So a mini horse? She's going to be so sad she wasn't in the studio when JJ came in.
Oh, man. I mean, he is cute. Steph, would you ever do the mini horse pet?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have to take care of him.
If he would.
Yeah, just about $20 a month, I could do that.
Yeah,
if I had an area for him, I would have a pet like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we would need a place like yours, though. You know, five acres out somewhere where you could run around and be a mini horse.
I tell you what, I like the whole 40-year lifespan, so it's like, you know.
You're right, because we're probably not going to make it another 40.
Right. You know, the horse is going to outlive me. I don't have to deal with a dead dog again. I'm done dealing with my dogs dying that I get so attached to.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Yeah, where's Mama B at? She needs one of these. That's going to last for 40 years.
No, she came out. Yeah, she came out and saw it.
Yeah. Well, that is adorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. We better... That was the most
we
interesting...
We need commercials.
I know. That was the most interesting interruptance to the show that I think I've ever seen.
I know. We definitely have to get to our
All right, we
got to
get to our guest, though. So, Jack, why don't you even get him on the phone and get him dialed up, because we got to roll with that, because we need to move with this, even though this horse is just freaking just too cute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Raymundo, that looks like a pet for you, man.
Yeah.
That definitely looks like a pet for you. Oh, look at him. Look at him. There he goes.
It's hilarious.
Thank you, so
wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
He's like, I need some space. We had a...
Well,
that was a cool surprise.
He
sure is. When he said Steve the Stallion, I really thought some wacko porn star guy was coming in here.
That's what I was expecting.
They said, give her a kiss, and gave me a kiss.
Did he?
Oh, it was the cutest
Missy
thing.
Missy's not going to wash
that really
cheek.
Are you really
going to
cry?
I literally am going to cry.
Talking
to your mic.
Missy's not going to wash that cheek for 3 weeks. She's legit crying right now.
You are crying. You're crying over
so
a little horse.
Cute.
Look, she's crying like when we first saw Dumbo and Dumbo's mom died. That's what she's got going on right now.
You're really
going
to cry over a mini horse?
He's the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
Don't start that, because that's how we ended up with four dogs. You start crying over every dog you meet, and then I end up with another freaking dog.
Well, I know who's going to have a mini horse soon that we're going to be able to come visit and bring into the studio.
So cute.
And take
to Disneyland. We can't be the only people in our neighborhood that doesn't have a horse, and we would one up everybody because it would be a mini one.
She's legit got like tears, she's got like crocodile
eyes.
Tears.
I'm watching them stroll down her cheek.
She's
right
legit
now.
Crying right
she
now.
Hell really yes.
Oh my
Over
God.
Over the mini horse.
Yep. That's some Brady Bunch shit.
Jeff
she's not
just said
gonna...
in the comments, the one time I'm in Vegas, you guys bring in a mini horse. And for the record, Jeff,
We had no idea.
I don't think anybody had any idea.
This is one hell of a surprise. I wonder if it was worth the Fruit Loop donuts.
I'll go buy him 10 more if he'll bring back that mini horse next week.
Sarah's pissed because you just ruined the Dumbo movie and said that Dumbo's mom dies.
Like in the, I'm not talking about the new Dumbo movie. I haven't seen the new Dumbo.
And I just saw that Chris Cleary just tuned in. And Chris, you just missed out. We had a mini horse in the studio. Don't ask me how it happened, but there was a mini horse in the studio.
No, okay. Aaron wants to take it on the beach.
In the original Dumbo, doesn't his mom die?
No.
That's
who dies?
Bambi. Nobody.
I don't remember. I know I cried when I saw Dumbo when I was a kid. I'm not talking about the new Dumbo. I have not seen it. So I do not know what happens in the new Dumbo.
I thought Dumbo's mom died, too.
That's what I thought.
Wasn't there like a cry scene or something happened to her?
Dude, something bad happened in the original Dumbo. I'm not talking about Tim Burton's Dumbo. I'm talking about the original Dumbo.
I don't recall. Did they send her away or something?
I don't know.
I think Dumbo's mom died in the
original. They were all sad back then, so, you know.
The original Dumbo, the mom doesn't die.
Hold on, are you on a microphone?
Yeah, she gets taken away or something. Like, something happens
in the original Dumbo, what happens?
Like, by the way, we do have a guest waiting.
Okay, we're getting to there right now.
They take her away from the circus or something
No,
like
they
that,
do
right?
Because she gets mad when the kids and the people throw stuff at Dumbo, yeah. So she gets all mad. And
And she goes buck wild.
Yeah. Take her away.
So they take her away.
But she doesn't die.
But basically, she dies because that's what they're doing.
They just didn't say it. They didn't go. Okay, so on the phone, we have Jamie Shelley, which is an AGI. And Brandon, what does AGI stand for?
Honestly, I don't know what the G is, but it's artificial intelligence.
Well, that's super something helpful. Interface. Is it intelligence?
I think. Artificial. Why don't we have the guests?
Okay.
Tell us
what let's get Mr. Jamie on the phone. Jamie, now first off, you're over. Where are you at right now?
Oh, it's general.
So I'm in the UK. I'm based in Cambridge.
You're based in Cambridge, and what time is it right there?
And
Jack left the monitor, and our feed is completely frozen. And Jack's gone. He's out there petting the horse. Well, that went well.
We're having therapy technical horse for issues.
I think that went well. Don't
Jack's
you think,
getting, Jack's getting therapy right now.
I need therapy.
Don't give him a hard
Jack
time.
Jack needs the therapy.
I need lots of therapy.
He does.
All right, folks, that is where the show ends. I'm sorry for this abrupt ending, but that's what we got. Can't do anything about a power outage that is from God or the CIA or somebody like that. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to us on all of our social media, Radio Underland. Twitch, YouTube, the whole nine yards. Hit the little bell on YouTube so you get alerted whenever we go live and whenever we upload more material. Like I said, we're going to be coming live from Las Vegas next week. It'll probably be an abbreviated show, but we are going to be coming live from Las Vegas on Tuesday. And also this Monday, I'm going to be live. I'm going to be a guest on the Tapple Show. We'll probably rebroadcast that on all of our Radio Underland stuff, but I'm going to be a guest on the stand-up comedian Travis Tapple show. He was on our show a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be doing his show this Monday. And I believe his show starts at 8 p.m. or 7:30 or something like that, so we will be doing that. And so we'll see you next Monday, then next Tuesday from Las Vegas. All right, everybody, you have a good one. If you have anything to say, leave a message on our rant line. You know what? I'm sitting at my laptop. I don't even have that number in front of me, but either way, see you guys next week.